There is nothing in the world more powerful than the sound of a woman whimpering in the dark. Oh, go still, go quiet. I'll find you yet. Oh, what brought you here, girl? What brought you to Arachne's cave? Was it the tales of hidden treasure? A sack of rubies tucked away by bandits? A chest of gold left behind by the dwarves? Chains of twice blessed silver binding the limbs of a long dead demon? Was it greed that brought you here to me? They're just stories, girl. Legends. Lies. I whisper them on the night wind, into the cracks of shutters and through chinks in the walls. The people huddling inside their huts and hovels hear my stories and spread them. Boredom is a disease that your kind tries to cure with fables and fairy tales. You humans are the only creatures in the world who can be baited by nothing more than breath and promises. Oh, what's this here? At the mouth of this passage, a woman's shoe. Is it yours? It's finely made, with a little silver buckle. You're not some roving treasure hunter, then. They stomp about in heavy boots. And you're not from one of the farms, either. No one there would waste silver to adorn a shoe. You're one of the young women from the manor house, or perhaps from one of the merchant homes in the big village. But then you'd have no need of gold or jewels. So what brought you here? Was it my other lie? The tale about the enchanted grotto with a magic pool? A pool whose waters reflect back an image of the person you'll marry. Did you come here for a glimpse of love? Silly girl, better to lust after gold. At least gold endears. Here's the other shoe. A few steps farther on, and dangling here, a candle, wax, not tallow. Yes, you're definitely a merchant's daughter. It's sweet that you left these clues for me, like a trail of breadcrumbs, leading me closer and closer to you. Was it scary when your shoe brushed that first strand of web? Or did you find it simply inconvenient? Annoying, perhaps, the way the strand would stretch, then tug back. Did you think you could break free with a hard pull? Instead, you pulled your foot right out of your shoe. Did that make you stumble, step back into another strand? Is that how you lost the second shoe? The floor of my cave would feel cool and sandy beneath your stocking feet. Very different from the thick rugs of your home. Did you hold the candle high to examine the ground, unaware of the other strands of web dangling from the ceiling? It's lucky your hand wasn't caught, or we'd be facing each other right now. You should have gone back, of course. I'm sure you realize that now. But maybe the candle was snuffed out. And it's so easy to get turned around in the dark. You must have been scared then, frozen with indecision, listening for some hint at the right direction. But, silly girl, you're too deep into my cave for the moonlight to reach. How many heartbeats passed before you dared to take your next step? And how far did you get before? Oh, such a pretty dress hanging there. I can see where you brushed my webs with your shoulder. And here at the hip. Did you drop to your knees to wiggle out of it? I can picture that. You, on your knees, dressed only in your silks and stockings. I bet they're white, aren't they? Plain and prim and finely made, as would befit a proper young woman. Was your fear growing now? Did you realize you'd be moving in the wrong direction? Deeper into the darkness. You can't see in this blackness as I can. You can't see how the passage splits into two, four, more. All winding about, taking you farther and farther from the entrance. Which tunnel did you blunder into? Where are you, girl? You can't have gone far. After all, I've spun my strands thicker the deeper you go. Oh, there's that whimper again. You couldn't contain it. This way then, down this narrow throat of stone. Ah, there you are, and in white, just as I guessed. Run right into one of my fullest webs. It snared your feet first, didn't it? Your pretty little stocking feet. Oh, that must have been horrifying to feel my sticky strands clutch and wrap and bind them, gluing you right to the spot. Did you scream? I know you did. You screamed while you pulled and twisted, all alone in the dark, and then you fell backward, didn't you? But never hit the ground. My web caught you. It cradled you, gripped you, tight, tight, and sticky. I can see you fought, you bucked, and clawed, and enmeshed yourself more and more. And here you are now, trapped, stuck, helpless. Any other Arachne would spin you up in her webs and drag you away to her larder. But I am not that common. And a woman who wears silver buckles on her shoes is used to receiving special attention. You know what an Arachne's bite does, don't you? My venom softens bones and melts organs. An Arachne's bite is truly terrifying. But an Arachne's kiss? Well, that, my helpless girl, is another thing. It softens the will and melts resistance. Though I lied about the enchanted grotto and its pool, there is magic in my cave, in my kiss. My kiss on your lips will make you want to stay with me here in the deep, sticky darkness. There. Do you feel it? Liquid arousal on your lips, your tongue spreading through your body. Oh, I can see your nipples go hard through your underblouse. I see your thighs clench. But be careful not to move too much. The more you move, the more tightly wrapped you'll become. We wouldn't want that, would we? Yes, hold yourself still. Fight the desire that's taking hold of your... Don't move, my pretty. I'm going to use the tip of one of my legs to cut away those boxy little panties of yours. Oh, very pretty. Your thighs are so smooth atop your stockings. And your cunt, glistening, as sticky as my webs. Let me kiss you here too. Oh, you buck. That's dangerous, girl. My webs stretch when you pull against them, but then fold about when you relax back. You're caught even tighter than before. And should you become too enmeshed, too much like prey, I may not be able to keep my hunger in check. Because you do taste wonderful. Let me have another lick. Don't move. Don't move. I want more. Oh, more whimpers of fear, of pleasure. Is there a difference anymore? You're trying to hold yourself so still. Oh, smart girl. Every quiver, every shiver will draw my webs more tightly around you. You'll be cocooned in their sticky, unbreakable embrace. So don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Pretty girl. Oh, don't move. Oh, yeah. Watching you resist. Oh. Watching you try to keep still. While I taste you. It's making me wet. What if I press my tongue? Right here. Ooh. You arch, but as you fall back, you sink deeper into my webs, stick tighter. And now you understand the delicious torture of my strands, the difference between trying to keep still and being unable to move as I do this. Poor silly trapped girl. Blinded by the dark. Blinded by desire. Glued and gummed in my sticky webs. my lips on your cunt. My tongue deep inside you. Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. Come with me, girl. Yes, yes. Look at you, straining against the grip of my webs. If you were free, you'd be thrashing and bucking. Oh, oh, my pretty little thing. Wrapped tight in all that sticky softness, staring helplessly into the dark. Ooh, is that a web fallen across your mouth? You can't even scream anymore. I think I'll leave you like this. We'll play again later. My silly, stocking-footed girl. You came here chasing a fairy tale and made it come true. Now there really is a treasure hidden deep in my cave.